In the 9 months since Robert Champion's death, FAMU has dealt with the arrest and felony charges for 12 former band members, the resignation of the school's longtime band director and university president, as well as a lot of negative publicity. And students like Rance Weatherford say almost everywhere they go, people want to know what's going on.
And it was like a million questions about, you know, the university, what's going on within the band. Are you in the band? It's like, no, I'm, you know, trying to find out too, and then we're trying to move forward. So just a lot of my fellow peers who did have that experience outside of campus, you know, we see how big of an impact the world thinks of this incident. So
Rutherford spent the summer on internship at General Electric in North Carolina. Champion died last November in Orlando following a hazing ritual aboard a bus. His death continues to resound on the campus. FAMU has now put in place several anti-hazing measures and even created an anti-hazing website called StopHazingAtFAMU.com where students can report hazing incidents anonymously.
Hazing does not define brotherhood.
Or sisterhood.
It will not make you jump higher.
Dance harder.
Sing louder.
Or bond faster.
We must treat one another with dignity and understand the importance of self-respect.
By embracing these concepts, hazing will stop.
The school has also rolled out new rules for student organization membership, like higher GPAs, community service hours, and participating in university-sponsored anti-hazing seminars. And students like Jamal Rose say they believe FAMU's new policies are changes for the better.
A lot of these changes are good. They don't actually restrict the development of the student. It just restricts how fast we can get the students involved in organizations.
FAMU is trying to move on from Robert Champion's death, but doing so is proving awkward for the university. In the school's annual president's convocation, interim president Larry Robinson spoke about the future of FAMU and the impact of Champion's death.
Since November of 2011, the university has gone through some very, very difficult time. As a result of the unfortunate hazing incident in Orlando, students, you all must be mindful of how your actions, or in some cases inactions, impacts not only you, but your university and its image and its legacy.
But at no time did he actually mention Robert Champion's name. In June, the school was added to a wrongful death lawsuit brought by Champion's family, who say FAMU's failure to stop the hazing in its famed Marching 100 band program ultimately led to Champion's death. Late Monday, FAMU's lawyers responded to the lawsuit by making a motion for it to be dismissed. They say while tragic, Robert Champion's death was essentially his own fault. School attorneys say Champion knew the dangers of hazing and had signed a pledge acknowledging that hazing is against the law. They also added in testimony from fellow band members like Keon Hollis, who testified to law enforcement that Champion knew what he was getting into when he boarded the bus to participate in the hazing ritual called Crossing Bus C.
I was like, man, you don't got to do it. Like, you don't have to do it.
Why did you do it?
Honestly, I did it for the same reason that everybody else do it, just to get the respect and really just get the respect of people. Just, it's kind of like an acceptance, you know.
FAMU's attorneys also say Champion witnessed Hollis and a female band member participate in the beating ritual as he awaited his turn. And they say that as a band leader, Champion should have reported the planned hazing event to university staff or law enforcement.
Shocked, but not surprised. Disheartened that they blame the dead guy.
Christopher Chestnut is the attorney for Champion's family, and he says he's not surprised that FAMU would blame Champion for his own death.
Our complaint is saying that the school is responsible for fostering the culture of haters.
The two sides are slated to go to mediation in an attempt to settle the case, but Chestnut says the family is still pushing for a trial. The Champions say the school is at fault for failing to stop what they call a culture of hazing in FAMU's band program, and they're suing for an unknown amount of damages. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.